Hello, Mr. President. Well, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, how's your Spanish?
Well, it worked out very well.
Yeah.
Great.
We had a pretty good meeting, Spencer.
It's a nice little city, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything worked out very well. So the reason I'm troubling you now, as you know, you may know, I'm going to have to go to the CETO meeting in London and the CENTO meeting in Ankara next week.
Yeah.
I've been thinking for some time and have been asked by Israel, Egypt, and Jordan to visit their countries. I would like to at least have serious consideration given to it. So what I'm calling about is to see if you have any initial reaction that would be opposed to it. I would just go from Ankara to these places after that. Maybe about another week, and I think that it has some risks,
right.
But I also think it has some pretty good positive elements.
Yeah,
particularly because I've been invited.
You've been invited to Egypt too.
Yes. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And no secretary.
I see no problem.
No secretary of state has been there since Dulles went.
Yeah.
And it will get a lot of attention. It'll take Vietnam off the front page for a while, I think.
Hell yes.
And
it also will. It will. Even though the Mideast thing is tough for us, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. At least puts attention on that.
And, that's right.
And
that's right.
And frankly, Bill, nothing really can happen there. It just can't happen. That's all.
No, and it isn't going to happen right now, I don't think. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen anyway. So I don't believe that I'll be blamed for it. And I think I'll get a pretty good reception. I know I'll get a great reception in Israel. Probably a pretty good reception in Egypt. Now, I may have some security problems in Jordan. I probably will go to Lebanon and maybe just a quick stop in Saudi Arabia.
I do them. Personally, I think you should certainly do Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
If there's any security problem, I don't think you ought to go. Egypt, they'll protect you.
Yeah. The only security problem would be in Jordan, I think. But what the hell? That's part of the job.
Where would you go in Jordan? Just
Amman.
Amman. I've never been there. So
just to see the king.
I'll go and get the tank. He's got to get the tank. Yeah.
Well, I won't make...
No, I see. I feel that you've got to decide. If you think it's a good idea, you go.
All right. I won't make a decision until we check it out pretty carefully. But I didn't want to do it if you saw any
advantage. Not at all. No, I think it's a very good thing to sort of put the spotlight of attention out there and... And if something could come out of it, it'd be great.
Well, we may, you know, something may come out of it.
Right.
Well, you can't tell. And I'll downplay the importance of it in my background.
To say that it's a trip for the purpose of touching base in these areas.
Yeah.
Just talking with this matter over and so forth.
In response to an invitation by all of them. See, it's the first time that the president of Egypt has asked us.
Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
Mm-hmm. The food's lousy, but otherwise it's...
I've got to go to a party that George Meany is having right now. Anything you want me to tell him?
Well, I met with the building trades leaders today.
Uh-huh.
Told them we were all for them. That was going to be a big... I said, I know you were displeased with Davis Bacon, but now we've rescinded that, and it's going to be a big year. Construction's going up. The market's going up. Everything's going up. You guys just got to be reasonable, and you'll get a big piece of it. So, and I also told them this. I said, I know that some people said, well, we shouldn't meet with you because you disagreed with what we did on this, but I said, I will always be grateful that when many others were deserting, that the building trades, the hard hats, and George Meany, you stood firmly with us in foreign policy, and for that reason, whatever you say on other things, you're always welcome here.
Yep.
And that made a great impression on him.
That's good.
And George knows that, too. You know, I had him to breakfast even after he'd blasted us.
Right. You remember the meeting we had about improving our labor attack.
I know. I got a memorandum on it.
Good.
From you.
Well, that's part of the reason we're getting rid of the old fellow we have here, and we're putting in a new man, and I'm going to talk to George about the new man.
And tell him that he did it.
Of course I will. Yeah.
Right, right. Where is your meeting? You're going to the building trades meeting then?
Well, I'm just going to the beginning. Well, it's a meeting, really. No, it's a meeting for George Delaney, the fellow was here, but they'll have a lot of their labor people there. George Meany's having a big meeting for him.
Right.
I'm just going for the cocktails. And
right.
Not...
Right. Well, you know, one thing that's amusing is that... to me is that the way that China thing really got our liberal friends all up in a tizzy, isn't it, you know?
Sure.
It shows you how they react to anything.
That's
doesn't have to mean a thing.
That's right.
They want peace.
It does demonstrate what we talked about last time, how I get a lot of credit for very little.
That's right. Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.